With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Ricky Seals-Jones, tight end for the Arizona Cardinals, rookie year, and I'm listening to the Jake Brown Show.
And welcome to the Jake Brown Show, radio.com, iTunes, and Spotify. Super Bowl week. This man is now in Minnesota. He plays for the Arizona Cardinals, rookie tight end, Ricky Seals-Jones. He the five-star recruit, undrafted, makes the practice squad, and then makes the 53-man roster. And then no big deal in his debut in front of his family in Houston. He scores 3 touchdowns in his first 2 NFL games. It's Ricky Seals-Jones on the Jake Brown Show. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing well here in New York. You guys are Minnesota. Both are cold. A little snow here today, but we're living. I mean, it's 30 degrees for me. It feels like summer versus the 10 degrees we were having a couple weeks ago. And we got a big game coming on Sunday. Before we get to your incredible rookie year, Ricky, let's talk about the game. What do you think's going to happen here? Eagles pass. We got the dynasty versus the new guys in town. What do you think's going to happen?
I'm honestly going for the Pats. I just feel like, you know, that's their dynasty. You know, they've been here before and they know how to win.
So you're rooting for the Patriots, is that right?
Yep.
Damn. Wow, so going with the dynasty and Tom Brady. I mean, you played with a veteran quarterback this year yourself. Before he got hurt, I guess, Carson Palmer. What do you think about him retiring here? 15 seasons and had a nice career, maybe borderline Hall of Famer, maybe not. But what was it like, kind of learning under him?
It was really good. You know, he was one of those guys that you can just go up to and talk to, and he'd give you the best advice for you. So, you know, I had a great time while he was there. I learned so much from him, you know, especially like how a quarterback sees things on the field, and it was just great.
Was it difficult as being a rookie and having him, but then having some other guys and the different quarterbacks you're going to have to gel with, Drew Stanton and Blaine Gabbert, was that a difficult transition trying to deal with different quarterbacks?
No, not really. I mean, at A&M, I had a lot of quarterback changes, so you just got to kind of go in and talk to him about it, you know, who's up that week. And I had Blaine a lot during, you know, the first couple of weeks of the season on practice squad. So me and him got a good connection. And, you know, with Drew, you just got to go up to him and talk to him while practice is going on and kind of figure out, you know, what he sees and what he's thinking.
You come out of the gates to start your rookie season, to start your NFL career off, and you get 3 touchdowns in your first 2 games, 54 yards in the first game, 72 in the next. I mean, what was that like? I mean, coming right out of the gates with a couple of touchdowns. I know some fantasy owners probably didn't have you, but you did pretty well for yourself.
Yeah, it was good. You know, I kind of was waiting on that moment, just going in week in and week out, just preparing myself like I'm going to get that chance. And, you know, when it came, I just kind of knew what to do. I just prepared myself the whole season.
Guys, Ricky, who, again, Ricky Seals-Jones and the Jake Brown Show, make sure you follow him on Twitter at Ricky Seals-Jones. Guys with not getting picked and not getting drafted, and I compare it to the NBA, who are either not drafted or they're in the G League, I feel like have a chip on their shoulder to make it even more versus guys who are first-round pick who get that signing bonus, who get those checks before they even step on the field. Did you feel like you had that chip on your shoulder and you really had to grind your ass off in the offseason to get where you are?
Yeah, I did, especially doing a position change, you know, going from receiver to tight end. That was kind of a big factor. So I just kind of came in and just showed, you know, what I could do. And, you know, when the draft came, not getting picked, you know, I kind of felt like there was a few guys that wasn't better than me. But, you know, that's how the tables rolled, and I just went out. When I got out to Arizona, and just did my thing.
Rookie season, any rookie hazing? Did you have to – I know Carson Palmer wears some, like – skirts and wear some weird things before games when warming up. I guess if he loses a bet or something. And was there any rookie hazing that went on, or any funny stories you have from your first season?
Nah, I think I had the best tight end group in the NFL. They didn't really get on me that much. You know, only thing they did was I had to bring food every now and then. You know, on trips or after the season, we did a rookie dinner and I had to pay for it. But nah, I didn't really do any hazing. They didn't haze me any.
So you paid for dinner. There weren't any like $20,000-$30,000 bills that we see from some of these guys.
I had to let them know, you know, when they set it up, like, yo, like, I went undrafted, fellas, so, you know, just keep that in mind.
Stick to the Happy Meal or the dollar menu for this one. I actually enjoyed the McDonald's dollar menu. I mean, any size drink for a dollar is pretty incredible. I was surprised by that last night.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, you really can't. I mean, large is the same price as small. Why the hell would I get a small? Unless I'm like watching my diet, but I'm already eating at McDonald's, so I'm clearly not.
Once you pull up to McDonald's, everything's out the window. You just got to go big.
Oh yeah, I mean, I came in wanting just a 20-piece nugget and ended up getting like a fry burger and soda too. So that was the end of that. Never watching my weight. It is winter body all season long. speaking of body, Ricky, what do you have to work on? What do you think you have to work on going into your second season here? What do you got to do in the off season?
I think everything, you know, just getting faster, stronger, you know, and we got a new coach and a new OC. So, you know, going back in and basically starting fresh and learning a new playbook and, you know, getting that down and, you know, what the coach want and what are they thinking. So, you know, really just starting over again, you know, just like your rookie year, you got a whole new coaching staff. So just got to go in and compete again.
And you lead me to my next question. Have you spoken with new head coach Steve Wilks yet?
I have not, not yet.
What did you think of the hire? I mean, do you know anything about him?
He's a good coach. I like him a lot. I watched the interview and the points that he hit on were big. So, you know, until I can really just sit down one-on-one and talk to him, you know, and see what he's thinking and how he feels about, you know, certain stuff, I couldn't really tell you.
You go from, I mean, he seems like he's going to be a good coach and he led a good Panthers defense. But Bruce Arians, I feel like, was kind of beloved there in Arizona. What did you think of Bruce in his first year? And what did he kind of teach you early on?
Coach B ain't gonna sugarcoat nothing. Mm-hmm. That's off top. But you know, I learned a lot from him, especially just he's a detailed coach. You know, everything had to been, you know, spot on. So he really helped me, especially in my route running. You know, when we're in meetings, you know, if you see something, you know, one more step or you leaning too much, you know, he'll call you out on it. Just not just to get you better. So for me, it was him how he. He approached, you know, the vets and the rookies as the same. Like, whenever you're on the field, he's coaching no matter what, no matter who you are. And that's what I liked about it.
You are the cousin of another guest we're going to have on after you, the legend Eric Dickerson. What has it's crazy. What is your cousin, a.k.a. Legendary running back, what has he taught you about the game?
If we do talk about football, it's about, you know, me, how I played. But usually we kind of don't really talk about football. We just kind of talk about everyday life instead of football. I mean, I know he's tired of hearing it. He hears it every day. And, you know, if I get out of practice or something, you know, I really don't want to hear about it. So we just kind of usually just talk about, you know, family and everyday stuff. But if we do, you know, it's just tips, pointers, you know, things that I could do better, or ask him, you know, like, how's this situation since you've been in the league, you know, how'd you approach it, or how would you? So just little things like that.
Ricky Seals Jones joining us. Follow him on the gram as well, at Seals Jones. Transitioning Ricky from receiver to tight end, was that a difficult thing to do? We don't see a ton of guys do it, but how difficult was that to do?
It wasn't too bad, honestly. Just going from putting my hand in the dirt or standing up to putting my hand in the dirt and learning the blocking schemes. Because the routes that they, you know, the routes that we have, those are, you know, I could run those are pretty good, you know, just because I played outside, I played inside. So route running wasn't bad. It was just, you know, being in the box, you know, doing this spacing with the O-line, you know, and just learning how to – learning little techniques to be able to stop the D-end or if I'm working up to the linebacker. So, you know, just know where the ball is going, where he's going to go and not where he's at. So it was just those little technique things, like little things that, you know, that some guys who play tight end all their life knew. You just had to learn on the fly and learn quick.
Do you see yourself at any point going back to a receiver as well, or are you locked and loaded as a tight end for your NFL career?
Just depends on, you know, wherever I end up and what the coaching staff sees and, you know, the OC, so, and the head coach, you know, I feel like I can still go out if they, you know, make me bounce out and go outside, go inside. I could still be able to run routes from there and block from there. So, you know, it just really depends on the coaching style.
You talked about blocking as a tight end. Do you feel the need in the off season to bulk up and get stronger so your blocking game improves?
I mean, that's always a thing, you know, is to get bigger and stronger. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sitting at probably like 240. My goal is just to be solid around 245, 248, and just stay in that range and just bulk up and get stronger. I'm not really trying to get in the 50s. I like the speed I have, so if I feel like if I got any bigger, I would lose speed, and that's one thing that I use a lot.
What was the biggest difference for you from between the college game and the NFL game that you noticed first?
Everyone's fast. D-line, O-line, kicker, you name it. So it's just like it's when you're out there, when you run your route and you think you got away from a defender, you know, you see a D-lineman come from the back and tackle you. So it's just the speed of the game.
Speed of the game. Ricky Seals Jones joining us on the Jake Brown Show. Have you listened to the new Migos album?
A little bit. I haven't really sat down and just played. I mean, it's too many songs for me, honestly.
It did have a lot, yeah.
It's like 30 songs, I think. So I think I've listened to maybe the first five and I shuffled through, but I haven't really just sat down and played it.
It does take a while to go through the whole thing. I think it has like, I don't know if it was 30, but I think it was like 26 songs. But I'm sure you've heard Walk It, Talk It, right?
No, I haven't. I'm not going to even lie to you.
That's the one you have to hear. That's clearly the best song on the album. And Drake hops on a verse.
What is
quick.
It called?
Walk It, Talk It.
Walk It, Talk It. Okay, after this, I'm definitely going to play it.
Yeah, let me know what you think, because that's clearly the best one. Notice Me with Post Malone is good too.
Okay.
These are the ones you need. Motorsport, you know about already.
Yeah.
Emoji Church Chain. And Notice Me, and then Two Player with Two Chains on there. Those are the ones you need. So Two Player, Notice Me, and Walk It, Talk It. And White Sand is all right. That has Travis Scott on there and Ty Dolla right. Sign. So
Travis Scott. Yep. Each time I got to listen to it.
Yeah, so, but definitely Walk It, Talk It's probably going to be the number one, after Motorsport, the number one song on the album. So, but yeah, it is long. I mean, nothing tops the original Culture. I think that was just an iconic album.
That one right there, that kind of set them apart, you know, and it's just hard to make another great album like that. I mean, Culture 2, I heard, is like everyone's talking about it's good, but it's just not like the first one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those just had too many bangers. And Migos, no, they came out of nowhere. I mean, they were just, whatever, they're all right. And then Culture really just separated them from the group. And since then, they have just taken off. Did you watch the Grammys on Sunday?
No.
You didn't watch the Grammys?
I'm more of a outside guy.
Got you. Makes sense. Ricky Seals-Jones joining us on the Jake Brown Show. All right, so you like the Patriots. You like the new head coach. You got good things coming. Are you – I mean, you don't, you're not the GM here, Ricky, but you have to think that you guys are thinking about a quarterback. Have you looked at any, have you watched any of these college quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, Rosen, Darnold, these guys? Have you seen any of them at all in college?
Yeah, I mean, I played against Rosen. He's really good. He's spectacular. And I know Darnold out of USC is good. And, you know, Baker Mayfield is a Heisman. So, he's, you know, that speaks for him. That speaks alone. So, you know, I'm like you said, I'm not a GM. And, you know, we got Carson retired, you know. So, I'm just like, I don't know, you know. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. You know, I'm just one of those guys in the back seat just waiting to see what we get.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's an exciting future there in Arizona. You had a bright start. Wishing you the best of luck. And, I mean, you guys have the defense. And if the quarterback comes in here, you got some targets. And well, last one I didn't even mention, which I should have, a guy that you play with who is just an absolute class act and a future Hall of Famer. What's it like playing with Larry Fitzgerald?
He's a great guy. Just when he's out on the field, he's going to make sure he gets – the best out of you, and he's just one of the guys you can go to. Also, like him and Carson, if you have a question, you know, they're not gonna not help you out. You know, they've been in the league for so long that, you know, if you have a question or you don't think you're running this route just right, you know, they can steer you that way. And I mean, that's why Larry's the best. You know, his film work, even when meetings, you know, yeah, speak of it, and while BA's talking, to, you know, double check on a router, make sure, you know. So when you have like those type of guys in your room, you know, it sets an example, and like you just want to follow it.
And I mean, it looks like, and I'm sure you'll be happy to hear, Kurt Warner says that Fitzgerald appears to lean towards returning next season. So I'm sure you'd love another year to kind of learn from him and play alongside him on the same field and offense with him. And I'm sure that means a lot to you guys, potentially being a playoff team next year.
Oh, yeah. You know, anytime that you have a veteran come back, you know, that helps a lot. And then, you know, I don't think Larry's lost a step. You know, he can still get open with the best DBs on him. So, you know, for him to come back, that's great.
Yeah, and for fantasy owners, he had a nice season. He puts up some big games, and obviously is going to the Hall of Fame. Ricky Seals-Jones, Arizona Cardinals tight end. Follow him on Twitter at Ricky Seals-Jones and on the gram at Seals-Jones. Ricky, appreciate you coming on, man. Enjoy the off season.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.